You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Billows.
Yes.
When was it? Sunday night.
Yep.
My boyfriend Riz and I got a souvlaki.
Nice one.
It was the bomb.
You got a souvlaki. That's the news?
Yeah. Well, there was a question of like, do we get a souvlaki or a kebab? And then it was almost like a, well.
Why did souvlaki win over kebab? Like, I think you're insane.
I love souvlakis.
Yeah, but
I like souvlakis more like than kebabs? I like kebabs.
Really?
Way more.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
Because I see the souvlaki as the salad kebab.
Well, you know, I'm getting a bit chubby. So, yeah. I mean, so I guess for a lot of people, it's like, well, what's the difference?
Yeah.
A souvlaki is Greek and a kebab is Turkish.
Yeah.
And
different meats.
The meat is different.
Yeah. But I mean, when was the last time I would find that I would crave a kebab more than, like, I'll enjoy a souvlaki. A souvlaki's fine.
Mm.
But every now and then I will just crave a kebab to the point that I cannot think of any other food on the planet.
Mm.
I think the kebab is the superior in this scenario.
Well, I think the sous-vide is superior because it's fresher, like it's more fresh.
I don't know. Again, I think that goes down to it being the salad kebab in that it's got more salad-y things in it.
And like the bread's different. So on kebabs, it's like a Turkish,
Turkish bread. And
a...
like the pita or whatever it is. Whatever the bread is.
Yeah, souvlaki is on pita.
We are super skips, okay? We don't know the difference between the fancy breads.
No, I'm the whitest person in the
That's
world.
That's right. We like Wonder White.
I don't.
Kebabs versus souvlakis. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Because we can all agree. Mm. They're both great.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of which is superior.
Sous-vides.
Kebabs.
Sous-vides.
13, 12, 16. Which is superior? Souvlaki versus kebabs. We're managing to not come to blows in here, but we are getting a little heated because we are discussing what's better, souvlakis or kebabs?
Souvlakis.
I believe it is the kebab. And I think we've both got a respect for each other's choices.
Yeah, I'm not saying either are bad.
No.
I'm just saying sous-vides are clearly better.
Jeez, you're right there on the edge of pushing my buttons. Like I would, I'll make souvlakis at home from time to time.
Yeah,
but
maybe that's why you don't
associate. No, I am fantastic at it.
No. Just like you associate it with work.
No,
and it's like if you're having a sous-vide, then like you're making it, so it doesn't sound as appealing as a kebab, which someone else makes for you.
No, it's that like a souvlaki would be nice, but a kebab. I will murder someone to get if the craving hits me. Don't stand between me and a kebab when that's what I'm craving.
We're throwing it to the phones because you and I, we can't change each other's
minds. No, of course not.
13, 12, 16, Zoe, what do you reckon? Sous-vides or kebabs?
Kebab.
Kebab, of course it is.
100%. If like, a souvlaki is nothing compared to a kebab.
Yeah. I mean, that's just rude.
A souvlaki is the kebab's ugly cousin.
Yes, that is spot on. I couldn't have put it better myself.
Zoe, I don't mean to question your intelligence, darling, but...
You're about to.
No.
I can hear it.
Are you confusing a sous-vide for a kebab?
Don't you take away a vote because you think she's voted for the wrong thing? How dare you?
I just think Zoe's got them mixed up.
I think that Zoe has got it spot on, and that is one more for the kebab.
Lamb or chicken, though, babe?
Oh, lamb, for sure.
Yeah, atta girl.
Zoe.
Lamb and chicken.
It's something we can all agree on.
See you down there for lunch today. Lamb kebabs all round.
Thanks for your call, babe. Keep them coming through, 13, 12, 16. Sous-vide the kebab.
Yeah, that's right. Head to head. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Amber, there's been a real sad story come out of the States overnight, out of Mississippi, where a 9-year-old boy has fatally shot his 13-year-old sister in the head after she refused to hand over a video game controller.
Oh,
now, this
man.
Is an absolute tragedy, which I shudder to think what that family is going through right
now. Awful.
What concerns me, though, is I feel this is going to distract people from the great work that young students over in the States are doing right now in regards to gun reforms.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact that a video game has been the cause of the tiff,
yeah.
I feel that's going to be one of the issues. And I just really pray people don't get distracted by the fact, oh, they were fighting over a video game. It must have been violent. Not the fact that this kid had access to a handgun at 9 years old.
Yeah. Because if that kid, it's so normal for siblings to blue.
Yeah.
But if that kid didn't have access to a gun, he probably just would have slapped her in the back of the head like my brother and I used to.
That's right. I think
we were having a fight.
I think any siblings have fought over video games over the years, and it wouldn't necessarily be a violent one. It could have been Mario Kart. It could have been Need for Speed.
Mario Kart makes me a sociopath, so...
Oh. Crash Bandicoot used to turn me into an absolute nutcase when I didn't blink for hours on end. And
because, you know, like gun reform is a big conversation in the States at the moment and around the globe. But for weeks now, there's been talks of, you know, violent video games, and it's sort of the NRA and the pro-gun people are like, oh, well, maybe we should monitor the type of games that our young people are. And this, I just hope, doesn't turn into a C. We told you.
Yeah, this was we told it was video games from the start. So I just pray anyone listening right now, don't get distracted by the fact that it was a video game they were fighting over.
They could have been fighting over anything.
Could have been fighting over absolutely anything. Yeah. It could have been figurines. Mm-hmm. It happened to be video games on this one. Ask why a 9-year-old boy was able to get a handgun and shoot his sister.
Yeah.
That is the main point here. That's don't get awful. Distracted. It's horrible. It's heartbreaking.
So and it makes, like, we're so lucky here in Australia. That,
yeah, that
you know,
we don't have access to this.
Conspiracies. Open your mind. Government. Illuminati. Yeah, Amber's conspiracy files.
Because of how much information you've got to burn through today, you're glad I helped you whittle down that opener
from
2 minutes?
Now you're just taking up more time.
Go for it. Let's go.
Okay, MH370, a Malaysian Airlines flight, vanished in 2014.
Yes.
Vanished.
Without a trace.
It's back in the news. You might have seen yesterday an Australian guy reckons that he's found remains in the ocean near Mauritius.
Yeah, on Google Maps.
On Google Maps, using some NASA technology. 227 passengers and 12 crew, no known survivors. When I say this plane vanished, it vanished.
Yeah.
So last contact with the pilot was shortly after takeoff, where he said, "Good night, Malaysian 370.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
So no black box ever recovered. They're designed to...
withstand a lot.
Yeah, explosions and things. There was never, like, seats or anything buoyant ever recovered. And there are so many theories about what happened to MH370. Terrorists, obviously, is a common theory.
Yeah, they were shot out of the air.
Although no group has ever claimed responsibility for it. And we know that terrorists love to claim responsibility, even if they did it or not.
Yeah, no point doing something if you're not going to get credit for it.
Two passengers, however, boarded this plane with stolen passports.
My mind is open.
So a few theories about other countries have the plane, like Afghanistan, North Korea, and Russia.
Okay.
And that the plane is being used for something that it's not intended for.
Right.
Where they may have changed the plane to make it something else.
Okay.
There's a couple of theories about that.
Just a plane up their sleeve for like a 9/11 part two.
Yes. And now because it vanished and shut off all communication, some think that MH370 hid under or behind another plane flying in its shadow.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
So the plane that it was hiding behind didn't know it was there.
Yep.
It hid behind a Singapore Airlines flight. Aliens are another.
And you lost me. And that's the end of Amber's conspiracy file.
It's not. This next one is really interesting, and it's the last one I've got. There is, some people believe that there's an Asian version of the Bermuda Triangle. It's on the opposite side of the globe.
Mm.
And so where the Bermuda Triangle is, like near Florida and that
Bermuda.
Place.
Bermuda.
Yeah, there could be an Asian version Bermuda Triangle, think.
You definitely lost me towards the end there, mate.
It's weird, though. Nothing's been recovered. So much technology. So little answers.
Mm.
That's some conspiracy theories of what happened to MH370.
And that was the whittled down version.
Yes. Trump tweets.
Joe joins us on 13/12/16. Joe, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What's on for today?
Just another day at work.
Nice, mate. What do you do?
I work for DHHS.
Oh, nice.
The delivery people?
No, Department of Health and Human Services.
Right, that one. Yeah, I had both in my head and I couldn't remember which one was which, mate. You do great work. Let's see if we can get you $50 to spend at a Charlie's Bar and Grill. One of these tweets is a real Donald Trump tweet. If you can pick it, we'll give you the 50, mate. You ready to go?
Yes.
Ask Bill if Hillary is as disappointing a politician as she is in the sack, we're all doomed.
Wow.
Or if Hillary Clinton can't satisfy her husband, what makes her think she can satisfy America? One of them is a genuine tweet from Donald Trump. Which one's real, mate?
Oh, I'd have to say the second one.
The second one?
Oh, wait. No. Wrong button. No. No. It was right. Sorry.
Oh my god.
It's my first day in radio.
Look, it is pretty mind-blowing that either of them is real, but Amber hit the wrong button. You were correct.
Right.
Amber was wrong. She doesn't win $50 to spend at Charlie's. You do. So you can enjoy. Next time you're in Redcliffs, head on out to Charlie's, a bar and a grill. God damn it, Amber.
I'm so sorry.
One job.
Oh, well.
No, you are right. You've won $50 to spend at Charlie's Bar and Grill. Thanks so much for calling through, Joe.
Thanks very much.
Oh, it is time for Naughty or Sporty at 6:40.
Yeah, all right.
It worked. I had to jam a few syllables in there. But
yeah,
those, paid off.
Got it.
Yeah.
Today is Naughty.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprising.
I know. Just thought I'd mix it up a little bit.
Hit us with a Naughty, mate.
Okay, men, please forgive me for what I'm about to say.
We'll see.
Let's call him a cocky builder. Thought he was a bit too good for everything. He has deliberately nailed his manhood.
Nope.
To a bit of wood.
Nope.
On work site.
Nope.
For it air.
Nope.
Yeah.
He's nailed his junk to a piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? That's
I mean,
that's
why?
Dumb.
Why is a great question.
Nail gun or hammer?
Nail gun.
But I still can't get past why.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a great question.
Like,
It is a question I don't have an answer for.
I'm not a handy bloke, but I am on, like, a couple of groups on Facebook that are, like, on the tools, and it'll be, like, tradies doing pranks and being funny, and I love it.
Yep.
It's hilarious. Mm. That is ridiculous.
So, I am worried that I'm going to be blocked from the computers here at work.
Oh, no, you've definitely got some explaining to do with that, Joe.
Look, there are some...
Nope.
There's photos, but they're blurred out, but...
You can see what's happening, though.
Like, he very confidently has his junk out, is putting it on a bit of wood, and someone else is...
Maybe it is
a hammer.
This is the sort of thing. This is... I'm going to go viral. I'm going to be famous.
What an idiot.
Yeah, but I don't, because, like, he's damaging himself. What many would say to be their favourite organ in their body.
Yeah.
I reckon that a bloke's junk would probably be above their heart and brain, and I know a lot of women would agree with me on that.
Yes. So apparently he took it out of the, like, he pulled the nail from the wood, but the nail was still in his...
No.
His whoosie, what's it?
No, that's naughty. I'm done. I'm out. I cannot stomach it anymore.
I've got more to say.
Fine.
Okay, there was a guy last month who accidentally, like, mistimed the hydraulic nail gun.
You're bringing more nail junk stories?
Yeah, and it went through his junk. Like, nearly killed him. Nearly hit an artery. And this...
Yeah.
This wombat has just purposely done it.
Yep. It's a big no from me, dog.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.